Welcome to Watchfire Music's Theater of the Imagination. We recommend a pair of good headphones and your favorite easy chair, where you can sit back, close your eyes, and immerse yourself in all three series of this podcast: Scattershot Symphony, Having a Talk with God, and Rosemary and Thyme, the podcast musical. And now, let us begin.
Welcome to Scattershot Symphony, the music of Peter Link. That's me.
Hey, y'all. This week being the 27th episode of this podcast, I prefer to let the music do the talking. However, if you need to know more about me, please visit wikipedia.com, Peter Link. This episode is entitled The River, Part 1. The River, a musical revelation. Concept by Peter Link and William Spencer Riley. Music and lyrics by yours truly. Opened in New York at Off-Broadway's Promenade Theater in January of 1988, to rave reviews by 23 of the 25 major critics who attended. Included in that was a rave from the New York Times, the all-important hitmaker, who stated, quote, "The River is, in fact, a celebration that is directly communicated from the performers to the audience. It is an abundant musical evening. It moves on to an even greater affirmation of the spirit of man. Join in the celebration. Join in the exaltation." End quote. The River and the New York Shakespeare Festival's production of Much Ado About Nothing were the two best-reviewed New York shows I ever scored. Much Ado became, at that time, the longest-running Shakespeare production to ever run on Broadway, and then became a three-hour IBM television special. And The River, for which my reviews were nothing short of sensational, closed in 3 weeks. The closing, for me, was devastating. It was the experience that made me walk away from the theater then, for the next 30 years. What was the difference between the success of the two productions? The producers. Much Ado's producer, Joseph Papp, was considered one of the genius producers of the American theater. And The River's producers made one financial mistake after another and ran out of money early, consequently not having the necessary funds to promote on television our tremendous reviews. The show opened in a New York January sub-zero degree cold spell, where nobody wanted to wait in line in the freezing weather long enough to buy a ticket. The audiences who did come went nuts, show after show, and on closing night refused to leave the theater in protest of the closing for 2 hours after the final curtain came down. It was a night I'll never forget. I went to bed that night knowing for sure that the tirade of the impassioned audience would turn the tables for us, and we would survive the mistakes of the producers. But, again, there was no money. So the theater owners closed the doors. That roller coaster ride of 24 hours absolutely broke my heart and changed my life forever. The summer before, we had tested the show, what I always thought was really a theatrical concert, not a Broadway musical, at the Lincoln Center Out of Doors Festival for three straight nights to huge standing ovation, cheering audiences. Everybody knew we had a hit on our hands. With an all-black cast, it was, well, don't take my word for it. Here's a quote from the Amsterdam News, the foremost black newspaper. Quote, "There definitely is gospel music, and it is the finest. But there are also pop songs with a serious beat and a great lyric that could cut it on the pop charts as is. In fact, the whole show is album ready and would be a welcome addition to today's music market. End quote. But of course, none of that ever happened. I'll let the critic from the New York Times tell you what the show is all about. I quote, "Peter Link's new musical, The River, is a collage of rock, rap, and pop gospel, extolling water in spiritual and metaphorical terms. In Mr. Link's lyrics, water falls, tumbles, rains, and rushes in the streams and rivers to the oceans, and then is drawn back into the heavens by the sun to begin the cycle again. Mr. Link parallels the cycle of water and the life cycle of man." End quote. So, man falls from grace and travels in his or her lifetime across this material plane, planet Earth, and hopefully, in the end, ascends back up into heaven. The show, which has no spoken dialogue, is entirely sung. Is it an opera? No. It is a theatrical concert. It begins in the heavens, and its narrator, played most effectively by our tenor, John Danny Madden, sets the tone and leads us spiritually through the experience. "O me, O me, O me, Lania," an imagined Nigerian folk chant, translates to, "Water, water is like man," followed by "Oshun, Oshun, Awatoro Alafia," "Goddess of the river, bring us peace." This is followed by our opening production number by the entire cast, which sets the theme. Let us begin.
"And the rivers ran to every corner of the earth."
Scene one.
"And it was so."
The heavens.
"And it was so."
Circle.
"So let the journey begin."
We go round and around and around and around. We go round and round and round and round. We go round and around and around and around. We go round and round and round and round.
Waters all roll along,
and the mist is called up to heaven again. It has always been this way. It'll never be, it'll never be, 'cause it's rolling on in me. Yes, it's rolling on in me.
And life rolls on,
life rolls
and
on.
The circle goes on and
on.
And man falls to the devil's call,
but they all arise again and again. It has always been this way. It'll never be, it'll never be, 'cause it's rolling on in me. Yes, it's rolling on in me.
And the circle goes around and round and round. And the circle goes around and round and round. And the circle goes around.
But Beware of the way of the fire. It will burn you.
It will burn you.
There's a higher way to the light you can turn to.
We go the around. Line throws on. And the circle
and
goes
around,
on
and
on.
Around,
and man falls to the devil's fall. But they all arise again and again. It has always been this way. It'll never be. It'll never be. But it's rolling on in me. Yes, it's rolling on in me. And the circle goes around
and
round.
And the circle goes around
and round.
And the circle goes around. And the circle goes round and round and round. And the circle goes round and round and round. And the circle goes round and round and round. We go round and around and around and around. In a circle, in a circle, in a circle.
The song "Didn't It Rain" is a spiritual classic in the public domain. The preface to this next song is original. And so, as the storm clouds gather, the women of the show, Stephanie James, Carol Dennis, Jenny Burton, and our lead singer for the song, Valerie K. Ely, begin the journey of man to earth and water to ground. Scene 2. Rainfall. Didn't it rain?
Well, I can feel it in the air tonight. It's gonna rain, rain, rain. There's a river that's rolling through the heavens tonight. It's gonna rain, rain, rain. And just like old Noah, we're gonna be all right. It's gonna rain. Rain, rain. 'Cause the windows of heaven are gonna pour out their light. It's gonna rain, rain, rain. And the rains came down,
falling on the wild, unholy. Yes, sister, the rains came down.
And the sinners and the children of the devil went
down, down, down in the water and drowned.
Holy water.
And the devil himself was saturated with the holy water that God created.
And the more that stuff accumulated, the more that devil got aggravated. And it made him so infuriated, he became quite incapacitated. And the rains came down.
Now didn't it rain, children? Rain all night long. Didn't it pour? Didn't it pour? Whoa, all night long. Didn't it rain? Now didn't it rain,
rain, children?
Rain all night long. Didn't it?
Pour,
didn't it?
Pour,
whoa, all night long. Didn't it rain?
It rained 40 days and 40 nights without stopping. No God worked when the water kept dropping.
God sent a raven to spread the news. Heist its wings and away it flew.
Noah got on the ark and his children too. Then he called the animals two by two.
People were moaning and crying out loud while the rain fell from the clouds.
They knocked on the window and cried at the door, crying, "Brother Noah, can't you take a little more?"
Well, Noah said, "No, you're too full of sin. God's got the key and you can't get
now
in."
Didn't it rain, children? Rain all night long.
Didn't it?
Oh,
didn't it?
Oh, oh, all night long. Didn't it rain?
Now didn't it
rain,
children?
Rain all night long.
Didn't it?
Oh,
didn't it?
Oh, oh, all night long. Didn't it rain?
Listen, y'all.
Lordy, listen. How it's raining. 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 Listen to the rain. Listen to the rain. Listen to the rain. Listen to the rain.
Some moaning, some groaning. Some groaning, some moaning. In the east, in the west, in the north, in the south. Sinners running, sinners hiding. Sinners weeping, sinners wailing. All day, all night. All day and night. All night long.
Now didn't it rain, children? Rain all night long.
Didn't it?
We continue with our narrator, Danny Madden, and follow the progress of one drop alone as it falls and begins its journey. Danny Madden, one drop alone.
Some drops of rain shall reach the river, but some are consumed in the fire's flame. To those that wander as they seek the river, beware, the fire will rise again. Some of mankind shall find the answer, but some are consumed in the fire's flame. To those that wander as they seek the answer, beware, the fire will rise again. So water and man are the same. I am water. I fall as rain.
Jenny Burton and Cast Women, put the fire out. Lawrence Hamilton, Ray Stevens, and Danny Madden. Three human men losing their way and wandering in the wilderness.
And the goddess of the earth heaved a sigh. Ah, she said, I'll show you the pleasures of this life. Come and lay in my soft brown arms, and I will be your wife. Overcome with passion, slipped into the fold, but the goddess, she had slipped away, and the earth had grown cold. And now I'm wandering in the wilderness, trying to find my way back to heaven's gate. Yes, I'm wandering in the wilderness, trying to get back before it gets too late. Yes, I'm wandering in the wilderness, out here in the danger zone. Yes, I'm wandering, and it don't look like I'm ever gonna get back home. Oh, no.
One drop of rain fell from the sky, as the goddess of the wind went rushing by. Come, she said, I'll give you the kingdoms that are mine. There are diamonds in the streets of gold, from Zion to Palestine. Wild with desire, I tried to pull her near, but the goddess, she just slipped away and left me standing here. And I'm wandering in the wilderness, trying to find my way back to heaven.
Sacred waters wait to deliver me. Way up yonder,
one drop of rain fell from the sky. The goddess of the fire caught my eye. Come to me, I will show you the fever of success. I will burn you, I will turn you on to all that I possess. And so I touched the fire, and she touched me. She burned me to the very soul before she let me be. She wouldn't let me be.
And I'm wandering in the wilderness, trying to find my way back to heaven. I said, I'm wandering in the wilderness, trying to get back before it gets too late. I'm wandering in the wilderness.
Next, a solution to losing one's way in this life. Listen to the still small voice within. Carol Dennis, A Still Small Voice. Scene 4, The Stream. And so the lost find their way in listening and the joining of forces. Danny leads us, he who listens.
And he who listens to the voice within shall find his way in the desert. And when many shall gather together as one, the parched ground shall become a pool. Yes, when many waters gather together, the pool overflows and the stream begins. Then the waters move on through the desert, searching for the river that lies beyond.
Now, Carol Dennis and company, lead me to the water.
Lead me to the water. Spirit's got me burning. Take me through the fire. Feel the world turning. Shaking off the ashes to a high. Inside this body, just lay back and let it wash away the ashes to a higher mind. Nothing can stop me now, but the spirit's within me. No, nothing's gonna stop me now. I know I always have been free. So lead me to the water. Preacher gonna take me, rising higher and higher. Soon he's gonna make me climb up through the fire to a higher mind. Nothing can stop me now.
Lead me
And so the purification begins. The baptism. So there you have it, episode 27, The River, part 1. Next, episode 28, The River, part 2 of 3. Thus ends part 1 of The River. We are bringing you the entire show, the closing night, its final performance. Great gratitude goes to Jeremy Harris, our most loved mixing and sound engineer, for capturing digitally this historic moment in time. Had he not had the inspiration to do this, the river would just be a fading moment in time for only a few. The River, Part 2, to follow. Stay tuned. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And to keep abreast of the latest episode, you can subscribe to Scattershot Symphony from your podcast app of choice. And thanks to Watchfire Music and the entire staff for all your work in producing and promoting this podcast. A very special thanks also to Stuart Barefoot, our associate producer, for all your invaluable knowledge and great vibes. And lastly, a posthumous thanks to Ludwig von Beethoven for your opening four bars.
This podcast is presented with loving care by the staff at Watchfire Music. If you liked what you heard, we got lots more where that came from. In the meantime, you can find the songs you just heard on watchfiremusic.com/podcast. There, you can purchase the singles or albums and have access to all the lyrics. Also, there you will find all previous podcasts and future scheduling. If you just became a Scattershot fan, tell your friends and stay tuned.
Did you enjoy this episode? If so, check out the show notes and follow the link to subscribe to Theater of the Imagination. There, you can unlock access to its treasure chest of inspirational entertainment and a world of exciting creativity.